Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener on 860 AM WNOV and W293 CX 106.5. Wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening, whether through those particular stations or the simple radio app, the TuneIn app, the radio tab on the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Facebook, garden page, .com page, or social media, anywhere in between. I am your host, Joy Baird. Beside me is my wife, best friend, gardening partner, and co-host,
Holly Baird.
The Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener.com is your destination for all things gardening. 850 some odd videos, short, long format, all to help you, all for free, as well as a bunch of other stuff, past replays, podcasts, and video, in-studio videos of the radio program and digital magazines, all for you. And we want to encourage individuals who may be questionable about whether I should garden, whether I can garden, whether it's easy, whether it's not easy, to make it easy, because it is easy. A lot of times we complicate things to a point where we talk ourselves out of it. So we're going to go over six vegetables in which you can plant in your summertime garden that is very easy to do. You can start them from seed, and you can get all your seeds from migardener.com. They still have, we checked last night, they still have a variety of these seeds of some form or fashion for 99 cents a pack. And we ordered a couple of weeks ago from them, and within 6 days we had them. And probably a little quicker turnaround now because it's a little later in the season. So let's talk about one of the easiest ones you can grow is beans.
Yeah, beans are extremely easy to grow. You don't have to start the seeds. You just put the seeds directly in the ground.
Now, we were talking about edible pod beans, the green beans, the purple pod beans, the yellow wax beans that are all edible, not the hard shell beans that you let dry on the vine. Those are easy too, but we're speaking about the edible pod beans.
So if you don't want to have pole beans, which are the beans that vine out, you can also plant bush beans, which are little bushes of beans. And you usually get, if you get your seeds from My Gardener, you get 25 seeds for 99 cents. And how long do they take to grow, Joey?
They take 40 to 60 days to reach a mature state where the pods begin to form. The bush beans here, they'll produce for about 2 to 3 weeks, and that's their life cycle. It's pretty much over. So if you're wanting to plant these throughout the season, you want to stagger them or succession plant every 10 days, you would plant another row. Now, pole beans, on the other hand, is more beneficial to us in our garden because we grow them vertically. They vine up. They grab on. They're just like cucumbers. They hold on to the trellis, the fence, the string, whatever. They take about 70 days to reach a mature state. But they produce all the way up to frost, all the way up to till the frost kills them. The only disadvantage you have to the pole beans is the rust. We have had this a couple of years. It's an airborne,
the pathogen.
Pathogen that gets onto your plants and basically smothers them out. It's rust. It's called bean rust. And you put your hand, once you know that you have it, you can put your finger down the leaf, and it actually is, you pull it off, and it looks like you've touched a piece of metal, rusted metal.
Right.
You don't want to eat those beans. You don't want to compost those plants. You want to just throw them in the trash. You don't even want to burn them because that can get back up in the air and cause problems.
It doesn't happen a lot.
No, it doesn't. Very late in the season. And big ag industry farmers will have this occasionally occur in their bean fields as well. It's the same.
So
the
one thing I want to say, though, is that your bean trellis does not need to be complicated.
No.
You could take something like a dowel, put it on some fence posts. What are those called?
T-posts.
T-posts, thank you.
Or just cut limbs from the tree and jam them in the ground and wrap outdoor twine around them and let them grow up that.
You can keep it pretty simple.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be expensive, or really it doesn't even have to be pretty if you don't care. As long as it allows the plants to grow vertically, works very well. We use the bottom of baby cribs, works really well. There's a mesh netting or a nylon netting in which you can get. You can actually just create a teepee type of situation with three limbs into a teepee and wrap string around that, let them crawl up. Works very well. Another one is cucumbers. Now, we grow 9 varieties of cucumbers, from the little munching cucumbers to white cucumbers to yard long, actually 36 inch long cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
We won't get into too much in depth on the cucumbers because next week's second segment we're going to tear into all the information you need to know about cucumbers. But essentially, you can get them, plant them when the soil is about 60 degrees, Memorial Day weekend. Maybe we planted them throughout the summer. It doesn't have to be a specific time. They'll take 55 to 70 days to reach maturity. You can grow them on the vine trellis that they crawl up or on the ground. And if you buy them at MI Gardener, 10 to 50 seeds based on the variety. He's got some very rare varieties as well as just the common, ordinary pickling and slicing.
One thing to keep in mind, and we get this question a lot, is people will say, you know, my cucumbers die off at the end of August, early September. That's just how cucumbers are. They're not one of these plants that's going to continue to grow until
frost. It's a
life
cycle.
Yeah, it's a life cycle. So their life cycle is fairly short. Once they produce, they're going to produce until they're done, pretty much. And that usually for most cucumbers is going to be end of August, early September.
Now, if you really want to prolong the life of your cucumbers, you plant them normal. We plant ours Memorial Day weekend. And you can wait another 3 or 4 weeks and plant another batch. So as one gets done, the other one's still going. Depends on how many cucumbers or how many pickles or whatever you want to do.
You can definitely do some succession planting.
Right.
Those, if you really enjoy cucumbers, you want to keep them going.
But we'll get way in depth in that next week, second segment, all the details you need to know.
So another simple and fun thing to grow, and you probably don't, not a lot of people even think about this, but they use them, is herbs. And you can grow this in your summer garden, but you can also grow it inside your home.
Right.
And the good thing about herbs is if you have a shady spot in your yard, herbs like partial shade. So you can grow if
4 or 5 hours.
Four to 6 hours of sunlight, and you're good to go.
And there's, like, you name it, cilantro, dill, umpteen different types of basil. Throw the seeds in. They'll take about 90 days to reach maturity, but they will be very prolific. You will literally, with two plants, have more basil than you know what you would want to do with it when it comes to that. What's the next thing on our list, Holly?
Carrots. So carrots are easy to grow. You just put the seeds right in the ground. We choose to grow them in containers because we have a little bit of difficulty growing them in the ground. They like really loose and loamy soil. So you want to make sure you put them in the ground. They take about 70 days to grow, and you'll have some nice carrots.
And it really depends on what color carrots you want. Purple, blue, green, yellow, white, orange, whatever, red. But again, you want loose soil so they can penetrate down. If you don't have loose soil, you can grow them, like you said, in a container. We've also taken 5-gallon buckets, cut the bottom off of it, filled it with compost, and planted them
in
that.
And we got some 18-inch long carrots.
Yeah, very, very big carrots. Again, with any of these, goes without saying, you got to keep the water to them. You got to water regularly. Makes sense. You think you would remember, but you got to keep that in mind. So another thing is what everybody hates to see by the end of, let's say, early August, mid-August, is the neighbors continually bringing over zucchini.
Right.
Very easy crop to grow. The joke is in the southern area of the United States, people will lock their doors on their car. They'll lock their front doors. They won't answer when the neighbor comes over because they continue to bring more zucchini because they're so prolific. And that is the case for most situations. There are some diseases in which you may have later on in the season. But for the general overall understanding, these things will produce as long as you continue to harvest here, ladies and gentlemen. You got to harvest all these fruits on a regular basis. Otherwise, the plant will put on one fruit, very large, have mature seeds in, and they'll shut down because that's their goal in life, is to reproduce for seed for the next generation, not to feed us. So by continually harvesting at a regular rate, they will be ready to continue to go until frost kills them or a disease kills them.
Right.
They take 50 to 70 days, zucchini does, and you can get yellow zucchini, green zucchini, dark green zucchini, striped zucchini, hook zucchini, whatever you want. You got a variety of to choose from there.
And zucchini, there's a lot of things you can do with zucchini.
Oh, we're coming up in July. We're going to have a whole segment on all the things you can do with zucchini,
right,
from making pies to turn it into fake pineapple, the whole thing. So
that's
coming up. As well as
sunflowers.
Your favorite.
Yeah, definitely. Sunflowers are, now you might not consider an edible. You can save the seeds if you get them before the birds get them. And they take about 90 days. We plant them when we plant our tomatoes.
In amongst
the
tomatoes.
We just put them next to, put some seeds within the tomatoes, and they come up, and they're simple to grow, and you have nice sunflowers in your yard.
And you have a variety. It's not just one type of sunflower. There's mammoth sunflowers that, in the right conditions, can get a head on them, that the actual flower can be 12 to 14 inches across, and it can grow up to 15 foot tall. You can also get dwarf variety sunflowers that will get 16, 18 inches tall, put on a little flower that's maybe 2 or 3 inches in diameter. So a variety of different yellow, red, black sunflowers. It's just not the traditional old sunflower that you think. So that's something that you want to keep in mind. when it comes to growing. And two honorable mentions here that are sort of summer crops that are sort of not summer crops is garlic. We plant garlic, and we'll talk about that on the show in late August. We plant it the first Saturday in October. You harvest it late June, early July. Peas, we plant very early in the spring, harvest them around the 4th of July, and you can plant them again the 4th of July weekend or around that time and get a fall harvest. They take about 70 days to reach maturity. So we hope that inspires you to consider growing some of these things in your summer garden from seed. You don't have to buy starch. You don't have to mess around with it, anything like that. When it comes to seed starting, now the garlic you can start from the actual clove. You don't have a seed that you have to mess with when it comes to that. So beans, cucumbers, herbs, carrots, zucchini, summer squash, and sunflowers are all wonderful plants in which you can start from seed in your summer garden when the soil warms up around the Memorial Day weekend here in Zone 5 in the Milwaukee area.